fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 28th day of October, year of our Lord 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I think would probably be made illegal in California if it hasn't already outlawed. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance in the public schools. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, make those final preps now. Pay attention to detail. We've got 6 days before the election, and we don't know what will happen the day of or day after the election, but you need to get those final preps underway and pay great attention to detail. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. There's a link on my website under products and a nice discount if you use the coupon code LibertyMan. LibertyMan. And then if you don't have internet access, you can also place orders at the following telephone number. Here it is, 737-400-2066. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's good to have you, sir. In these perilous times, I read one of Mike Madam's more recent articles. The first word of the title of the article is bombshell. It's basically a synopsis of a presentation he gave in Branson about a year ago. Well-written, well-researched, and it will be on my website under COVID-19 before the day's over. The times ahead are going to be challenging, to say the least, aren't they, Chance?
They are. We're a week away from Election Day, and it's been a buildup across the country. Still, we're seeing violence. Still, we're seeing division. We're seeing a period of time that, I don't know, I'm only in my 50s, and I've never seen a period like this in my entire life where Americans are fighting Americans over politics, right? And so right. I think things are going to get very interesting, sir, over the next 2 to 3 months.
Well, the globalist communists delight in Americans fighting Americans because that helps accomplish their goal of weakening the entire country. And of course, 2 days ago, it began all over again in Philadelphia and then in Washington, D.C., with spillovers into other cities. What the media is portraying is spontaneous outbursts of emotional people over what took place with men being killed by police officers or killing themselves in the case of the young man in Washington, D.C., trying to outrun a police cruiser on a moped. That did not have a good ending. But the powers that be delight in Americans killing Americans, don't they, sir?
That's correct. You know, you said something that made me chuckle. I have this vision of the bad guy trying to get away, pursuit by a police officer on a moped. That's an interesting vision in my head.
Well,
no, again, sir, it's sad. That's the term. It's sad to see what is happening in our own communities, our own towns, our own cities, and our own states, and how our elected officials are responding to it. Now, some, states like Idaho, Montana, for example, they're a little bit different, but in major areas like California, like Seattle, LA, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, Detroit, all across the country, we're seeing this brother against brother mentality. And, the mainstream media, the leftist media isn't helping matters. They're making it worse, John. And
by design.
Unless people wake up, unless people really see beyond the fog that the media has created, things aren't going to get any better. Don't you agree?
Well, I agree. And unfortunately, there won't be enough people wake up in time to turn things around to become nonviolent. The violence appears, best I can tell, to be inevitable, coming at us like a freight train downhill out of control. And we can either stand in front of the freight train and get run over, or step to the side and take care of family and friends and protect innocent life and property, which is what I choose to do, and I'm sure you do the same, don't you, Chance?
I do. You know, look, life is about balance. We have to protect our families, and let's go a step beyond that. You know, we have to look out for our community. We need to be patriots. We need to look out for others that can't look out for themselves, for example, like the elderly. We have to be there in case things do go awry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. The majority of them are away from cities. Almost all of them have an elected sheriff. The New World Order is deathly afraid of elected sheriffs because of the inherent traditional and statutorial power of elected sheriffs. But most of these 3,300 counties have an elected sheriff and they're away from cities. And in most of those 3,300 counties, people know each other. They trust each other. The police and the deputy sheriffs are looked at as friends, not as enemies, as well as all first responders. I've lived in a small community now, Chance, for 19 years, and it's a different culture. It's imagine you go to high school but never graduate. You just keep adding new people to the high school and it gets larger and larger. That's a small community. A high school where nobody graduates. Everybody knows everybody. That's the nature of a small community of 600 or 2,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people. And if you don't know everybody, you know somebody who knows that person. So it's a different culture, and these communities will come together to take care of each other as they've done for many decades. The New World Order is going to have a tough time against that, aren't they, Chance?
They are. You know, just here in my state, in the great state of Texas, there are more gun owners in this state than 15 states combined. Okay? Folks out here, they're major hunters. They don't own one rifle. They just don't. They have a collection.
Right.
Well, let's just call it a small armory,
right.
Okay? And that's our right. That's our Second Amendment right to bear arms. And I would not recommend any New World Order, whatever that be, UN, to come against that. It would not be wise. It would not end well.
Well, it wouldn't. I've traveled, I can't say I've traveled all the 50 states. I've been to, I would say, most of the 50 states, at least on a road trip. But I've never seen a state that the state flag was flown so frequently in front of private homes, as opposed to government offices where they have to fly it, of course. But some of the southern states, Tennessee comes to mind as a state where the state flag is flown a lot in front of private homes and private businesses. But no state comes anywhere near the level of the state flag flying in front of private homes and private businesses, as does the state of Texas. I don't know how much traveling you've done, Chance, but that's my observation.
I'm in agreement with you, actually. I've traveled all 50 states myself, including Alaska. And you're absolutely right. Here in my own little farming community that we're in, it's very common to see the Texas state flag flown without the American flag, right? And you know, everyone knows you're supposed to fly it under the American right. flag. Well, they put it in their windows. They put metal emblems of the state flag on their homes. Folks here are very proud. They're proud of their traditions. They're proud of their communities. They're proud of, and like you say, our sheriff here and their deputies. You know, I know many of the deputies by name. As a matter of fact, out here on these farming roads like we're on, a cow might get loose. Sheriff comes by. I'm outside. He'll flag me over. He'll say, hey, can you help me round up this cow and get it back into the pasture? You know, that's what we do here, right? We help our neighbors, and our sheriffs are, like you say, are elected. They're not going to be fired. They cannot be fired by the city council, right? They are an elected official, and many of our sheriffs are constitutional sheriffs. Now, not all of them are across the country, but many of them are, and they're the ones that you want to go to for, you know, the proper information on how to deal with what's coming.
Right, right. Well, in my community, if I come upon a traffic accident, there's a single highway patrolman there, I'll stop. I'll say, where do you want me? Do you want me to help with traffic up here north or down here south? And he'll point me to the direction he wants me, and I'll park my vehicle with my strobe lights going and help with traffic until more first responders, who are actually being paid to be a first responder, show up. And sometimes that would be 5 or 10 minutes. Sometimes it's half an hour. One time we didn't have any first responders. It was an ice storm. And I helped the local tow truck driver with traffic get a semi-tractor trailer towed about 10 miles to where it was finally a wide spot in the road to get the semi-tractor trailer off the road. Because no first responders that were on the clock being paid were available due to the ice storm. So we help each other is the point, Chance, out here in the country. If you drive these roads, you will be a first responder. That's just inevitable. You will be a first responder. And you get to you can choose to help or to go on about your business. That's a person's personal choice. But that doesn't mean only traffic accidents. It extends to everything else. We take care of each other. We have a volunteer fire department where the firemen are members of the local community who only do this as a volunteer thing to help the community. And that's simply the way it is. And that will continue no matter what goes down with the COVID or Chinese invasion or whatever it might be. These people will look out for each other and take care of each other. And part of that will be having food available for people that are hungry, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And look at the dichotomy here. I lived in Southern California for a while, many years ago. And I remember one night there was apparently a party going on. There were lots of cars that showed up. And so I had to park my truck in front of my neighbor's house, right? Well, I didn't need to move the truck for, you know, a couple of days. I think it was 3 days. And I come outside and there's a police officer out there ticketing me because my neighbor called the police because my car had been sitting in front of their house for too long. Now, that's not how you make a good neighbor. All you're going to do is make an enemy, right?
Right.
This is commonplace in these larger cities. The sense of community, I don't know what has happened, John, but it has disappeared. We used to have, I think I said on the show before, we would have growing up block parties, right? Where folks right. would come together and they'd have, you know, a barbecue and we'd talk about things. And we had a patrol, right? Every night someone would take a turn patrolling the community between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. every single night. And you don't see that much anymore. And so something is missing, right? That sense of community in these major cities, something has gone wrong, and we need to get back to that. Don't you agree?
Well, I agree. Getting back to it is probably not going to happen without everything collapsing first, unfortunately. That's my analysis. And that's where we're headed, is a complete collapse of civil society. It may begin as soon as next week. It may not. I hope it doesn't begin next week. I've got more fun things I like to do with my life. But if it does, it does, and I'll be prepared to deal with it. The general collapse of society has been a decades-long matter, going back before you were born, even before I was born. That's been gradual and incremental over many decades. And now it's in our face. The people I call our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, are no longer afraid to call themselves socialists, no longer afraid to call themselves communists, which are, by the way, synonyms. They're out in the open about who they are and what they want. They want a socialist society, which is the same as saying a communist society, where everything is free. Free food, free housing, free transportation, free medical care. Well, that will not have a good ending. It was done in Cuba for many decades, and it was so successful that it was a crime to leave the country without permission, which nobody would get. That's the only way that can survive in a free world, is free everything. You have to make people prisoners, where the highly skilled surgeon is paid the same as the street sweeper. People leave if they can under those circumstances, don't they, Chance?
They do, John, and you know, nothing is free in life, nothing. Someone is paying something, right? Look at these big buildings in downtown New York. Pick any city, doesn't matter, L.A. These big buildings are vacant now, right? People aren't paying their mortgages. Someone has to pay the bill. Someone does. So it's costing someone something. So nothing in life is free. So if you get freebies, right, you get free rent, you get free food, you get... No, what's happening is someone's taking control over your life. Someone is in charge of your destiny, not you anymore, right? So in order to get anything for free, you've got to show up, you've got to sign paperwork, you got to do this, you got to do that, you're going to be part of a list. Well, you know, that's not where we need to be. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to get out there and work for a living. We need to support our families the proper way. That's my feeling anyway.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Well, Chance, you're doing your part. You're in your company. All your employees are military veterans. And I understand you've got a new Black Friday special. Tell us about that.
I do. So first of all, I want to say thank you to your listeners for supporting SimplyCleanFoods.net and supporting your work that you do Monday through Friday every day. It's appreciated. It really is. And so for those folks who did take advantage of that Black Friday pack, say 50%, we have some good news. I changed it up. So now if you'd like to save 50% again, we have all new items in that pack. I'm going to list them before the break real quick. We now have apple slices, full pouch, broccoli, full pouch, banana powder. You're still going to get a gallon pack of tagliatelle pasta, wheatgrass powder, We also put in, this is a very special item, organic ceremonial grade matcha tea.
Now, this is hold on, Jansen, we got a break.
Sure.
Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of October. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. There's a link under products at my website at thelibertyman.com, and a nice discount if you use the coupon code LibertyMan. Let's start fresh, Chance, with the list of foods that are in the new Black Friday pack. Let's just start fresh.
Yes, sir. So, again, our new Black Friday pack, for those that have purchased, I want to say thank you. We have new items in our new pack. So most of these items you have not received before. And it's a 50% discount, folks, with free shipping. And I have a little bonus here at the end. But I do want to list the items in that pack. You're going to receive apple slices. You're going to receive broccoli, banana powder, which is amazing. You're going to receive a gallon of our tagliatelle pasta. You're going to receive a pouch of our wheatgrass powder. And a very special item are organic ceremonial grade matcha tea, which is some of the finest green tea in the world. Has many health benefits. You can check that out on our website, the benefits down below. You're going to receive whole egg powder, 24 servings of that. That's great protein. You're going to receive raspberry powder. You're going to receive organic chopped garlic. This is a total of 268 servings that retails for $424. We're dropping that price by 50% down to $212. Folks, that's under a dollar a serving. You can't find a better price in the U.S. But here's the bonus. This is for 3 days only. It's not on our website. So, folks, just understand, when you order two or more of these packs and you use the code LIBERTYMAN, you must use the code LIBERTYMAN, all small letters, no spaces, we're going to throw in a full 16 ounces of our organic Honduran coffee beans. They are considered by others that have said this, not myself, one of the smoothest coffees in the world. Very smooth, but not caffeine. And I'm telling you, it's light to medium roast. The caffeine level is amazing, but very, very smooth. We're going to throw that in free of charge. And I want to repeat this. If you order two or more packs, and this is while supplies last, I'm going to, of our Black Friday packs, I'm going to throw in a full pound of our organic coffee if you use the code LIBERTYMAN.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I hope people will take advantage of that. And that's this is Wednesday, so we got until the end of the business day Friday. Would that be the 3 days?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got today, tomorrow, until the end of the business day Friday, 5 p.m. Central Time, to take advantage of this. You get, when you buy two of the Black Friday packs, you get the 1 pound container of the organic Honduran coffee beans. The coffee drinkers out there will love that. Of course, coffee can be a good trade item as well, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great item to barter with. One thing that coffee drinkers and coffee connoisseurs must have is their coffee first thing in the morning. So many things to barter with. Coffee is one of those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, everything you offer, all your food products are all non-GMO, and many of them are organic, aren't they, Chance?
That's absolutely correct. I have to say we do take pride in our processes of selecting the finest products in the world. All of our products, again, like you say, are non-GMO. Many of them are organic. And we are the only company, and I don't mean to boast, this is just a fact, we're the only company out there that tests for heavy metals. All of our foods are tested for heavy metals before they are available on our website or through our company.
Okay. I see something called a custom pack for Colleen, and I don't see what's in the pack. I'm somehow that's not where I can find it here easily.
Yeah, let me explain a custom pack. That basically that means one of your listeners or a customer calls me and says, "Chance, I maybe, you know, I'm allergic to gluten. I can't have any wheat products, or I'm you know, I can't have dairy," or, you know, something like that. What we'll do, and we did this for this nice lady, Colleen, is we'll put together a pack that fits their lifestyle and fits their dietary needs.
Oh.
And so by doing a custom pack, you get what you want. And because you're ordering in bulk, you know, many items, you're getting a nice discount as well. Now, that is something that you want to call us about. So if you have specific needs, please call the following number, 737-400-2066. Again, 737-400-2066. Or our alternate number, if that line is busy, 512-483-4178. 512-483-4178. Ask for me, and if you have these needs, we would be more than happy to put together a pack just for you, custom.
Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 28th of October, so six days before the election. There's still time to become part of the Trump Election Day team. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can become part of the Trump Election Day team. Different ways to volunteer. One of them is to be trained to be a poll watcher. This is an official position. You'd be registered with a county. You'd be trained to observe and report any improprieties back to the county officials at the polling place to which you're pulling a shift. This could be very important, extremely important. So you might want to check that out. Also, on my website, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, I have something that will help you. I do. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Issues with sleep. You want to sleep as good as a small child overnight like I do. Energy Cleaner will help there also. Check out the details at my website, the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. Place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is right there also. Toll-free hour line is, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have a new call number here at Republic Broadcasting. Here it is, 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. We're visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, the highest quality foods you can get, all of which, every one of them, is non-GMO, and many of them are also organic as well. Now, Chance, when I was young and dumb in my early to mid-20s, I made fun of organic food. I would say things at the time like, well, how can food be inorganic? That was my ignorant response as a youngster, you know, 21, 22 years old. Of course, the Army didn't help much. When I left the Army at age 22, I'd literally never set foot in the supermarket as an adult, literally. So I got my first apartment, which I'm real proud of, and I wanted to go shopping and get myself a head of lettuce. So I pick up a head of lettuce and I get a little bottle of salad dressing. And my apartment is not my, it was tiny. It was basically a studio apartment. So I get the lettuce in the bowl and I put the salad dressing on it, and I take my first bite and I think, man, this is, something's not right here. Something's not right at all. Well, it turned out it wasn't lettuce I bought. It was another vegetable that looked like lettuce, but it wasn't lettuce. And that was cabbage is what it was. So that's how ignorant I was of common everyday things that people take for granted, because I was living in that isolated, controlled environment of the U.S. Army, where all that was taken care of for me. I just walked into the mess hall three times a day, and wonderful, tasty food was presented for me to eat. But us adults who do know what to get, we know that we need healthy, nutritious food just to have optimal health and energy and long-term well-being, don't we, Chance?
No, that's absolutely correct. What was that other vegetable, John? I'm curious.
Cabbage. Cabbage. I bought cabbage. It looked like lettuce to me. I bought a head of cabbage.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
Well, that's how ignorant. That's how ignorant. I was smart in a lot of things, but not when it came to shopping at the supermarket.
I do remember that time as well. When I was stationed at Whidbey Island, yeah, we were absolutely spoiled. We had three different mess halls that we could go to. We had, I think, an American, we had a Mexican mess hall, you could get burritos and tacos, and we had an Italian mess hall, you could get your pastas and things like that. So we were absolutely spoiled. And same thing, I remember, we got our BAQ and we got our first place out in town, and now it's time to eat, and boy, top ramen was cheap, and so right. On a Navy pay, that's all we could really afford back then with rent. But it was an interesting time, that's for sure. And that brings me to something that I think we discussed this earlier. There was a term in the U.S. Navy called ship shape. Okay, so what did that mean for us? Ship shape. That means that we made sure that our shoes were polished. We made sure that our uniforms, our dress whites were pressed. We made sure that our hair was properly trimmed. We made sure that our rack was made properly, that our barracks were ready for inspection at any time. And they were unplanned and unexpected inspections. But that followed me into my civilian life. I'd never left. Being ship-shape for us, what does that mean? Well, that means having your preps in order, right? Taking inventory. What do you need? What are you missing and what do you have? Is everything on your shelf life? Is everything your Band-Aids, right? Your first aid kit. Is everything, ready to go? Organizing your home, right? Organizing your documents and organizing your thoughts, right? Being informed of what's going on around you. All of these things are being ship shape, being ready for any event that might come your way, and having the training and the thought processes to go along with that. And I think that's important, John. I really do. What about you? What do you think?
Well, I agree absolutely. And it turns out the protocols used in the military are not that much different than the private sector. And most really large organizations work in a very similar manner. They may have different protocols for discipline and so forth. But when it comes to making sure everything is in readiness, whether it's a trucking company or the U.S. Navy, everything has to be well-planned, well-organized, and clean and ready for action, whatever that action may be. So it's a good introduction to life to be in the military and learn these lessons quickly and learn them the hard way. The hard way being if you screw up in the military, they have ways of getting your attention very quickly, don't they, Chance?
They do. You have a home office, John. You know what it's like to be organized, to have your desk organized and your paper organized. When you don't, right, it's chaos. How do you operate in your office when everything is chaotic? Well, it just adds more stress and more pressure, right? So you have to be organized, and that's what we're talking about. On a general scale of being organized in your thoughts and your ideas, what you're going to do when that time comes to protect your family, how you're going to respond to a situation, and asking yourself the hard questions. Where are you at physically and mentally right now, and where do you need to be, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, part of overall preparation, of course, and very foundational, is the acquisition of food, preferably food that's nutritious, wholesome, and healthy, as opposed to just food that will take up space in your stomach and keep you going. MREs come to mind as something that will fill up your stomach and keep you going. It's not terribly healthy. It's probably going to cause you to have constipation issues, but it will keep you going. It will fill you up and give you lots of calories, won't it?
Yeah, and that's about it, right? It'll satisfy those hunger pains. But folks, I know many of you are educated. The body does not know how to respond to GMOs. The body doesn't know how to respond to preservatives, right? High fructose corn syrup is another one. So it stores that in the body and causes problems down the road. So it is important that, again, you go through your preps, look at your dates. If you can't pronounce your ingredients, you might want to get rid of that food, right? You don't want to put that in your body during a stressful situation or any time in your life. So simple ingredients, clean food will give you the energy and the stamina to get through a tough situation, right? That's part of, being shipshape.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're talking long term here. Short term, you can get by eating junk for a day or two or three. But long term, it's going to have very serious, disastrous consequences to eat food that's not healthy. Want a chance?
No, absolutely. And as you get older, it doesn't get any better. Right? We can, eat many things as a teenager or a young adult, right? And, get through it. But that all of those toxins are being stored in your body over time, right? And so that's why you hear of these liver cleanses, these intestinal cleanses, right? It's to rid your body of all the toxins that have been stored up over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever that might be. And it's important that you do that. If like most people, when you were younger, you've eaten foods that are probably a little toxic to the human body, you might want to just do a cleanse and get rid of that, and maybe even a fast if necessary.
Absolutely. Well, I did my first fast about a month ago. It was a milk fast with raw unpasteurized milk, and it went quite well. I thought I would feel like I was missing something or feel like I was hungry, but it turned out to work out okay for me. And I intend to do more of those. I know the Bible advocates doing fasts, and it's a health regimen that doesn't really cost anything and has great benefits, doesn't it?
No, absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And there's many different types of fast out there. I'm not an expert in that field, but I will tell you this. you definitely want to consume liquid water, preferably during a fast. That's not something you want to go without. I can tell you that. It is important that, you know, for your brain, that you feed your brain something every single day. So please make sure that you stay hydrated and you do eat something, put some nutrition into your body during that fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got a question or comment about food. That's what we're talking about is food. Give us a call at 512-248-8252. There's lots of prognostications about the world food supply, about weather affecting the availability of food. We're just beginning to see that. And, of course, the supply chain itself has been put at risk by the COVID-19 with meatpacking plants being shut down and so forth. I don't believe the president's going to tolerate any more meatpacking plants being shut down, and he'll put the National Guard meatpackers in there if he needs to. But I've never heard so much real evidence of the food supply being at risk. Have you, Chance?
Not that I recall of, sir. I mean, just thinking back, even during some times in the 70s when we had several different little crises going on, I don't remember it ever being this bad. And again, we talk about the store shelves and how they just fill the shelves with the same items over and over again. We're seeing this across the country, and very few communities have the selections they did just prior to January.
That's true. That's true. The packaging processed foods are becoming less numerous. They spread them out, what they do have on the shelves, to make it look like the shelves are full. But the shelves aren't full. Instead of being stocked 6, 8, or 10 deep, they're 1 or 2 deep, to give that impression. And I know that firsthand because I've debriefed my local supermarket manager. He's a friend. And he says, John, for years, I've always ordered 850 items from my warehouse and got 850 items following a delivery. He says, now I get about half that, about 425, 450. It's been several months since I interviewed him, and I need to get back with him because I have a sneaking suspicion that it's probably gotten at least slightly worse. What do you think, Chance?
No, I agree. We're not seeing the logistical side of things getting having any improvement whatsoever. I don't see in our own community it getting much worse, but I do expect it to get a little bit worse after the election if things continue the way that they are. So, I did have another note, John.
Okay.
So we have coming in January, I've got my first load of GMO-free chicken coming in. We will be taking pre-orders. Again, we will be taking pre-orders. It's going to go very quickly for that chicken. So if folks want to go on the site and order chicken, you may do so. But just understand it will not be shipped until probably, I'd say, the end of November, okay? But you might want to put in your pre-order now, because this chicken is kind of hard to find. It is non-GMO and no antibiotics and no growth hormone. So I did want to pass that on as well.
Okay, well, and it will be, I assume, boneless and freeze-dried?
Yes, it is completely freeze-dried. There are no other ingredients other than the chicken, nothing. Chicken
okay.
breast.
And so once it's rehydrated, it's raw chicken or is it cooked already?
It's cooked chicken once it's rehydrated, and it's a 1-to-1 ratio. Just let it sit for 10 minutes in warm water, and she's ready to go. So you can add it to our other, make a stir fry, like with our broccoli, for example. It's just wonderful. It's so clean. It's so clean. It's an amazing product.
And once it's rehydrated, what's it going to look like? Strips or cubes or what's it?
Yeah, so they're about half inch cubes,
okay.
cubes, and
okay.
yeah, you'll receive, if I'm not mistaken, it's 6 half cup servings per Mylar pouch. 6 half cup servings per Mylar pouch, and again, that will be available at the end of November, and it's available if you go to our website. It'll be available on a pre-order basis only.
All right. Well, there'll be a big demand for that. People like chicken, and it's a good, great source of protein. And, of course, being non-GMO with no growth hormones or other bad, harmful things in there, that should make it very attractive to people, shouldn't it?
I missed that, John.
I say that as healthy as this is, it'll make it very attractive to people, this GMO and with no growth hormones.
No, absolutely. You know, there's the chicken that you find in your local market, unless it's state GMO free or organic, I can guarantee you guys, it has at least growth hormones and antibiotics in it. And then again, that's not something you really that you want to put in your body if you can help it.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where the food you get, including the chicken, will not have any growth hormones. We had issues not too long ago, Chance, with 8-year-old boys and girls developing secondary sexual traits because of the growth hormones they were consuming in beef and chicken, causing all kinds of societal and health problems. But that's not the case when you get any chicken Simple Clean Foods, is a chance.
That's correct. And there's an expression, John, you are what you eat. You ingest growth hormones into your body, just like the cow that ingests the growth hormones. It makes things grow quicker, right? And things right. that shouldn't be growing in the human body are growing. I mean, look at your teenagers today, right? I don't want to go too much further into that subject, but look at the early development per se. So absolutely right. You need to consume clean foods in everything that you do every day.
Absolutely. It's not optional. It's mandatory. It's assuming you want to have a healthy, normal life for yourself, your children, your grandchildren, is to consume only healthy, clean food, non-GMO, with no growth hormones, no antibiotics, none of that stuff that's causes so many issues. About 90 seconds here, a chance to get the word out you want to get out this week, sir.
I just want to say, you know, folks, we talked earlier about being ship-shaped. Think about that, resonate that about that in your life. And also, more than anything else, folks, please, your right to vote is important and your vote counts on November 3rd. Please get out there and vote, no matter which way that is, but get out there and vote. Your vote does count, folks.
Well, if you're a Democrat, I think you should just go on vacation that day and not vote, quite frankly. I'm going to tell it like it is. You know, take the day off, go to the park, fly a frisbee, go fishing. You know, you don't need to vote. But all you conservatives, Republicans out there, help somebody get to the polls, childcare, transportation, whatever it takes. Let's get all our conservatives out to vote. The next Tuesday, it is a critical day, not optional, as a chance.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely
chance.
Right, yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Democrats, so go fishing.
Okay. We'll be back next Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Thank you.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with open lines. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.